Okay, well, let's finish out and hear about your 43-year-old man.
So this is a 43-year-old patient, and he's actually interesting. He's from Georgia, owns a local business there in Georgia, and works out all the time, very, very healthy, and happened to notice that he was getting some lymph nodes in the neck and in the armpit, and went and saw his local doctor. They biopsied it, and it was a grade 3A follicular lymphoma. And then he came to Houston. I saw him. We did some PET imaging, and actually he had quite a bit of nodes. And frankly, I think because he was just so healthy, he didn't notice that he was kind of developing adenopathy in other places. He actually had a node in the abdomen, which is around 7 or 8 centimeters, and was otherwise fairly asymptomatic. SUV on the PET scan was all fairly low, 5 or 6, and no elevated LDH, no B symptoms. And so at that time, we kind of talked about what the next step was. And these kind of patients are always a challenge. He's a 3A. And so in my practice, I think of 3A as kind of straddling the fence between an aggressive and a low-grade lymphoma. And when I have a 3A, I often let the other clinical and diagnostic criteria, I let that guide me on which way to go. So for example, if a patient has a 3A follicular lymphoma and they have a high LDH and a lot of symptoms and the PET scan is hot, I'll treat them as an aggressive lymphoma. If they have a 3A and the Ki-67 is low, low LDH, and small lymph nodes, then I treat them as a grade 1-2 follicular, like something like bendamustine rituximab. With this gentleman, because he was fairly young, because he had a fairly bulky disease in the abdomen, I decided to treat him more as an aggressive lymphoma, and we gave him R-CHOP. He tolerated R-CHOP great, window complete remission. And then I was following him initially fairly closely to make sure, again, this was not a large cell lymphoma relapsing. And eventually I just started seeing him about once a year in follow-up.